And we are back. We are back, WWE Universe.
Michael Cole, calm the fuck down. Like, seriously. He was getting real pumped. You'd have thought that the WWE Universe is his family and somebody was, you know, picking on him at school and he got his whole family there to whip somebody's ass or something. Like, Michael Cole, calm down, dog. You know what I'm saying? You need to switch to decaf or something. But, yeah, it was cool seeing the people back, though. That's what I've been waiting on. The shows to be where I need them to be at. You know what I'm saying? So, just finished watching SmackDown. Loved the show. Like I said, coming from SmackDown, I didn't expect anything less. Like, all the reactions that was supposed to be that actually were the, you know, like, far as what SmackDown was doing, far as the Thunderdome era, you know, the reactions that they wanted to get probably from the fans, more like 9 times out of 10, they got them, you know. And like I said, I know people are like, yeah, well, you're going off of what the, you know, the fans, it's the first night back. And, you know, me personally, I thought it was going to go all the way to another level. Like, I thought the fans was going to just cheer everybody, just because they have not really been, besides WrestleMania, they have not really been there in no arenas for over a year, you know? So, and like I said before, I thought they were just going to be like a WrestleMania crowd and just love everything that WWE was giving them. But it just seemed like old school wrestling to me again, as far as the fans go. You know, like the heels were being booed and the baby faces were being cheered. That's credit to whoever is doing the SmackDown writing and storyline. They knew they was going to get these kind of reactions. And then on top of that, you can kind of look at throughout the night what they know what they're doing. Like, right before the pay-per-view, they like, they're still giving you what they're supposed to give you for Sunday, like just to go home stuff. But at the same time, we're starting to see what we're pretty much going to get at SummerSlam. You know, far as like two mega matches in my mind, we're gonna get far as the SmackDown side goes. Like, you know, they didn't really do nothing with Raw because, like I said, they were still in the Thunderdome on Raw. But for SmackDown tonight, you pretty much got like interactions the way you're like, okay, we know where that's gonna lean towards, which got me to thinking in my mind, because I was going into Sunday saying I think Big E is pretty much gonna win this, you know, and I'm not doing predictions or nothing. Going into Sunday, I was just thinking Big E was going to win the Money in the Bank. But now I'm not thinking that so much, because I think either way, he's going to be facing Roman and might get a long little feud out of that, you know, at SummerSlam. Like, he did a little, and Big E did a little interaction with Paul Heyman. No, you know, you got to, with wrestling, you got to pay attention to little seeds that be planted. You know, that's just a little seed to be planted. And on top of that, I think we're going to get Edge versus Seth Rollins. Mega seeds being planted there with the interaction that they had. That was more a bigger interaction than the Paul Heyman and Paul Heyman and Big E interaction. But you know, so two matches there to look at. We're probably more likely gonna get for SummerSlam. We'll probably get more likely Edge and Seth Rollins at SummerSlam, which I'm not complaining. I could deal with that, and I'm not complaining with the Big E stuff, because, you know, like I said, Roman needs a new opponent. You know, and I guess Edge is just like, okay, we'll get past Edge. And plus, Edge is really, you know, Edge will give Roman a good match. So it's like, okay, they just need him to get, you know, they need Roman to get to SummerSlam with the title. And then I guess they'll be like, okay, now we just can do what we need to do for us, the Big E stuff and the Roman stuff. But slow seeds been planted where we know where we're going to go. I'm just confused about who's going to win the Money in the Bank. I'm not going to be in awe of surprise. You know, I don't want to go leaning towards the Drew McIntyre way, because I don't want to be like, oh, well, he probably win, because, you know, I'm trying to cancel everything out. Like, that's what I usually try to do my prediction. I'm like, let me cancel some of this stuff out. But, yeah, little season planning. But far as the fans' reaction tonight, it was what it's supposed to be. I'm really can't wait till Monday Night Raw. Like, I'm going to watch Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank is going to be probably good. But Monday Night Raw is going to be where it's going to be at now for all these people that want to see the reactions that everybody needs to receive. I'm so solely waiting to see how the fans really react to Alexa Bliss, Drew McIntyre, all this Monday Night Raw crap, the stuff that I could not take. Like, I could take SmackDown. And then after watching it tonight, it's like, okay, moving forward, I'm like, okay, I could definitely take SmackDown. Raw, if even watching bits and pieces of Raw on Monday, because I didn't even watch it all the way through, like I watched SmackDown tonight. It's like, okay, where are we going to, like, how are you going to get people to watch three more out? Like, I understand, like, the first Monday Night Raw this Monday will be probably good. Because, like I said, it might be some returns or something like that. Because, like I said before, and I'll say it again, pretty much WWE is hitting a reset button. Maybe fans being away for them might give them creative juices to flow better. But, you know, it's about time for the reset button. And with the way they did SmackDown tonight was perfect. They couldn't do it any other way. I had no problems with fitting. Like, I had no problems with not anything tonight. I don't want to be one of them people that be like, well, let me go into a match by match and, you know, blah, 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 and the Carmella match and all that. It was what it was. As far as how the whole thing was laid out and for fans being back for the first time in over a year, it was perfect. You couldn't do it no differently than how they done it tonight. You know, Roman healing it up. I've said this before and I said it again. WWE should have been turned this guy heel. You can tell he loves being a heel. He looks like he loves placating to the fans when they booing him. And that's what he should have been all this time, you know? And like I said, with that match that they had today, it was perfect. It's pretty much what old school wrestling storytelling 101. Pretty much what do you got? You got a heel faction. What do you got? The heelest of all heels is your world champion, and you got his pretty much his minions, his heels with him, facing the baby faces. That's pretty much, you know, wrestling 101 right there. Here, like I said, for us tonight, go, everything was, like I said, it couldn't be no more perfect. You know, but pretty much, you know, looking at the, I swear, you know, I was out of the loop of wrestling for so long. I don't, you know, and I was, you know, I meant to say, speaking of fans, when they was about to get ready for the Fatal 4-Way and they was like, and they paid to the daggone entrance way, I swear, that's how much I was not paying attention. I swear, I thought that Baron Corbin was homeless. Now, I know that's the storyline. I actually found that out today. Cause like I said, I haven't, when people are like, well, how the hell you even been? I ain't even on the internet. You know, I've been busy doing other things. I've been, you know, as far as the internet goes, I haven't been on wrestling as far as the internet. I've been more paid attention to my PlayStation 5 that I got. I've been playing that. I've been, you know, family time with the kids, wife, you know, stuff like that there, you know. So, I mean, but I swear I didn't know they was running a homeless angle. I don't know. That's actually kind of interesting to see Corbin come out there each and every fucking week homeless as hell. I don't know. I thought this shit was funny as hell, though. I didn't know that was what they were running. You know, I wish it was a real smart fan out there that would have just yelled, "Dumbass, you work for WWE. How are you homeless?" You know, bad investments. That might have been part of the storyline too. I actually, be honest with you, when he started really talking, and I knew they were talking about the homeless stuff, you know, before Kevin Owens even came out, went to the bathroom. So I missed a lot of what Baron Corbin was even talking about. So I was like, you know, if I was to say a bathroom break, that was probably like the only thing tonight. Everything else was fine. Nothing was really wrong with that either. It was just like, and it's still at, you know, ignorant ass in me that when I see Baron Corbin, I just have to go to the bathroom. I don't. I either got to go pee or take a shit. I don't. You got to pick your poison, you know. No, I was like, I had to pee today, you know. Seems so very cool. It was time to take a pee break. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see Monday though. Like I said, SmackDown hit everything right on the head. Like I said, I don't keep want to rehash everything. Just want to do a little recording of that. I know I said I wasn't gonna record until Sunday, but I'm definitely gonna still record Sunday night. I've been in and out of the NBA finals. I think that right now both teams, Milwaukee Bucks and the Suns, are tied. I don't know if they play tonight. I just keep up with the scores now. I actually got kind of like sick of watching. I actually got sick of watching TV. For a while, like, cause all I've been doing was like watching TV, trying to keep up watching wrestling, watching a lot of sports, and it just got to the point where I was like, all right, I'm kind of done with sports right now until football starts. I'm gonna just keep up with the NBA Finals score. I might watch, like, once it get down to like, okay, it's got to be must win games because right now both teams are tied. So once a team goes up 3-2, then I'll be like, okay, now I'll start watching games because I don't want to miss the whole winning ceremony. I like to see teams get the trophies and stuff. I'm really pretty much just waiting on football because that's when these shows are, like I said before, these shows are really get good. These shows are about to get good now, but these shows are going to definitely get good by the end of next month. So, college football will be back in. I had my damn NFL, and on top of that, I got wrestling, and the fans are back, so it's gonna be fun. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Just SmackDown was fine tonight, And it's funny because I was actually watching, shout out to Wrestling Bios. I watch it on YouTube. I was watching like the unwanted show called Thunder. And then he was like pretty much recapping and then giving you like the history of the show before it became the show. Cause it was like Eric Bischoff never wanted to do Thunder. And then when he was recapping it, I was just like, okay, so that first Thunder, because I forgot, because I was a kid and I haven't watched the first Thunder since, like, to this day, I haven't watched the first Thunder since I was a kid. I forgot that was a whole full recap show plugged in with like matches that were only like 2-3 minutes long. And then they showed like a whole match of Larry Zbysko and Eric Bischoff. It was like, okay, so the point of Thunder is what? And then you turn around what, a year later or a year and a half later, WWE just pull out the old, we'll bring out SmackDown. And then SmackDown is like what, light years better than Thunder ever was, because they don't do recaps. The only time they like, at that time, SmackDown did like recaps is like, if it was extending a storyline, because they extend a storyline on SmackDown. So say like if, I don't know, Triple H just beat up the whole fucking McMahon family, and then they'll just, in the beginning, they'll show like a minute and a half clip of what happened on Monday Night Raw. And then throughout the night, then you get the whole storyline play out on SmackDown. You don't get a whole recap and then they rehash everything that happened on Raw. Somebody get their revenge on SmackDown. And then SmackDown turned into the go-home show to pay-per-view. That's when WWE wasn't scared to be creative with storylines. Now they don't know what the fuck they want to do. It's like they overthink the creativity nowadays. So it's funny, though. I just find it funny. But like I said before, folks, I don't want to talk too much about... That is a loud-ass car. I don't want to keep, stay out too much longer on the SmackDown. Because, it's like I said, I'm not trying to go match by match. And I'm not even – and you notice me, when I do talk about shows, I'll tell you if the match is good or bad. Like, that's how my recaps go, even with the pay-per-views. Like, I don't go move by move. If the match is bad, I can pinpoint where how bad the match was. And if the match is awesome, then I can pinpoint where how awesome the match was. I can't go – I'm not going to go move by move and all that other stuff. That's just retarded. Why do that? You already just sat through all that. You might as well just rewatch the daggone pay-per-view again if I do that type of shit. So, not going to go match by match tonight. Everybody got the reactions that they were supposed to get. Everybody, the fans loved Bianca Belair when she came out. You know, I'm trying to think of anything else extra that stood out besides, you know, and I like how they started out the night. They like, okay, let's give them like the main event first. You know, even though the Fatal Four Way match is the main, it was the main event tonight, but the actual, you know, main event with it, I guess they was like, let's keep the fans hot, because the fans was gonna be hot. They were gonna be, you know, they were just gonna be rabid right out the gate. You already knew it. They were gonna be rabid right out the gate just because they didn't even you know, they just wasn't there for a long time. So they were like, we'll just give you right out the gate a good match and, you know, some stuff with Roman and Edge. And that was fine. And then they ended the night with a good old Fatal Four Way. Not too long, not too much, but a couple of good spots. You know, Kevin Owens did an elbow off of the ladder through the table on Shinsuke. You know, Seth Rollins won. I will say that. I still don't think he's going to win Money in the Bank. If he does, that'll be. I'm not even going to lie. I'm at this point, I don't even really care who win the Money in the Bank. Just make it make sense, WWE. On Raw or SmackDown, it doesn't matter who wins. But as of right now, if I'm telling you, like for what my eyeballs just told me, Seth Rollins don't need to win the Money in the Bank, nor do Big E, because they just planted seeds tonight for what we're about to get at SummerSlam. So we got two matches already out the way. And I was just thinking, maybe three. But they didn't plant a seed yet for that. They might plant that next week. And I'm thinking probably Sasha versus Bianca Belair rematch. Maybe Sasha returns. I don't know. But then we got Tegan Knox. Then we got, my girl Toni Storm, you know, making her debut next week. So I don't know. We'll see how everything goes as well as Bianca Belair goes and her opponent at SummerSlam. More likely, 9 out of 10, it's got to be Sasha. She's got to be returning. If not, they got to give Bianca a good opponent. You know, they're going to be in a stadium. You know, I would believe that they would do, you know, Sasha, only because they had such an incredible match at WrestleMania. Let's recap this. And they didn't keep the – it's not like they kept the feud going on for months. It was like after the match, Sasha was gone. And they're like, okay, she returns, and then she won a title back. It's easy storytelling right there. So if I'm a betting man, I got three matches already set up for SummerSlam. For SmackDown, too. And SmackDown can make that easy as pie. And then they might have to add in an extra match. You know, I don't know if in my gut feeling, I'm thinking the Usos might take the titles. And I'm thinking Rey Mysterio's son. It's just a hope and a dream, just to hope his son just turn on his ass. But that's just wishful thinking. I don't think I'm going to get what I ain't going to get everything right, folks. It would be nice to see Dominic Mysterio just beat the piss out of his little ass father, because he's probably tired of carrying him to the ring. Literally, he carries this man to the ring like he's a baby. But other than that, folks, I got nothing else. Like I said before, if you like this show, you can listen to me on Anchor.fm, or you can just download the Anchor app. And if you just download the Anchor app, you might as well download Spotify, because Spotify makes Anchor. And like I said before, without Spotify, there would be no me or no Anchor. Or you could just, you know, if you got an Apple product or anything, like an iPad or iPhone, anything, I'm automatically on your Apple Podcasts, because I have an iPhone. And as soon as I upload this show, it pops up on my phone, like, within, like, a minute or two. Like, the longest it took was, like, 2 minutes to just upload on my phone. Like, to just be popped up on my phone. You can listen to me on Google Podcasts too, Breaker, you know, all those other, you know, I don't have my phone, so I can't give you the other ones, but I'm quite sure the ones that I just gave you are the main resources to listen to me on. But other than that, folks, everybody stay safe. I'll be back on Sunday night for the Money in the Bank review. I don't want to say recap, because like I said, recap to me is like recapping match by match, hold by hold. I'm not doing all that. Just the review, give you my thoughts on matches, on fan reactions, you know, pretty much on all the superstars that I seen that night. I'll probably more likely take notes this time just because usually I don't take notes. I try to be authentic and just go off the top of my head, but I might just take notes for this one just in case, to be like, I won't forget nothing, you know, because I don't think I forgot nothing tonight. SmackDown only was 2 hours and a lot of commercial breaks and stuff, so more likely it was like an hour and a half, more or less. But other than that, I'm out. Everybody stay safe, you know, and I'll be doing this show on Sunday night.